Joining us now, WTOP Sports Director and Redskins reporter George Wallace. George, before we get started on the serious stuff of the game, do you have any idea here whether we'll see any more protesting on the sidelines tonight?
Yeah, that's a good question, Joan. I was just thinking about that as you were just talking about the Dolphins. It hasn't been a topic, honestly, this past week at Redskins Park in the locker room, so I don't know what to expect tonight. We didn't see anything from this team in the last preseason game, but then again, you know, the starters didn't make the trip down to Tampa. So it'll be interesting to see if we do see anything tonight.
You know, we saw so little of the starters in the exhibition preseason here. I wonder, George, what do we know about how good this team can be?
That's a great question, Mike, and that's what's going to be fun about tonight. A lot of times, you know, think teams are very vanilla in the preseason. And this team, Kirk Cousins, had 9 drives in the preseason, but a ton of practice. Now, you can't replicate the game speed in practice. We know that. But, you know, who knows? Could this offense come out tonight and put up a ton of points? Honestly, I really think that this offense is going to come out and click tonight. I think they've hid some things during preseason. I think you're going to see some wrinkles tonight. And I'm really looking forward to see if they're going to click.
Yeah, and what about the Steelers? How have they been looking so far this preseason?
Yeah, they're always strong, Joan. I mean, you know, Big Ben Roethlisberger back there, that's going to be a big key. But they're also dealing with injuries and, you know, suspensions. The running back, Le'Veon Bell's not going to play. We do know that, but that doesn't mean that, you know, the Redskins can take anything lightly. Ben Roethlisberger, he's able to buy time with his feet back there. If you don't get him down on the first try, he makes you miss. And, you know, the secondary is going to have to play, you know, to the whistle. They're going to have to stay in their assignments because Roethlisberger likes to get out and create plays and make things happen. So it's going to be very, very interesting because they have a guy, you may have heard him, his name is Antonio Brown. He likes to play wide receiver. So they have him too. So it's going to be interesting to watch Josh Norman on him. Bashad Breeland will get a crack at him at some points too. So they're going to have their hands full on defense for sure.
I know, but it's going to be exciting.
Oh, George. No, I can't wait. It's fine. The training camp seems so long ago. We waited through this whole weekend for football, and we finally get one tonight.